Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're discussing vagal nerve stimulation, specifically a new innovative device that delivers VNS non-invasively. It's a consumer device. You can obtain it from nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. And they've got a special. It's 20% off with a discount code DR Hoffman. Nuvana is spelled N-E-U-V-A-N-A life. nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Amy Brannon is the co-founder of Nuvana and was the company's chief executive officer in its startup phase. She's a registered nurse with lots of experience with technology in the ICU. And so, Amy, you shared with me three exciting studies that illustrate the benefits of vagal nerve stimulation. And what's interesting about the study is these were not administered via these implantable devices that you have to have an operation for to put it, you know, somewhere in your neck. These were done what is called transcutaneously. In other words, done the same way the Nuvana Life device works, right? The Zen device.
Yes.
But they're applied to the, actually they're used on the external auditory canal just via a little earpiece. So tell us about those studies and what do they show?
So these are the studies that I called out are particularly interesting because they do highlight the wellness benefits. And that's one of the things that as a company, we are completely targeting, all the wellness benefits because, you know, we're not doing clinical trials for specific, medical diagnoses. We want to make sure that everyone knows that right up front. So in these studies, one of them in particular is from the University of Leeds in England. And this study focused on people aged 55 and older. And like we said a little bit earlier, people as they age, their bodies get a little less elastic, their systems don't function as optimally, and there are things that they would, you know, ideally we want to know as we get older, what can we do to make these systems function better. So in this one study, they actually took participants that were 55 and older, separated them into three groups, and one of those groups, they did daily transcutaneous VNS through an earpiece for 2 weeks and short sessions, 15 minutes twice a day for 2 weeks. And overall and statistically significantly, the participants reported better quality of life, better mood, and improved sleep. So overall, depth of sleep, length of sleep, quality of sleep. And I think those things are really, really important to note. Now, they also noted that people who were a little more off balance, so folks who were more sympathetic dominant, did respond better and faster, mm-hmm. right? Which makes sense because the more out of whack we are, the more we can tell that something is going on.
And they also measured some objective parameters like heart rate variability. And we discussed mm-hmm. that in part one, but what happened to heart rate variability? And that's a hard thing to modify. You know, once your heart rate variability becomes very static, and you use the word flexible, you know, it's inflexible. Mm-hmm. It's like that lack of plasticity that people have in their brains, in their joints, but also in their cardiovascular system as they age. What happened during that short trial? A couple of weeks, a couple times a day, short sessions.
Mm-hmm. They saw an overall improved heart rate variability. And like we just mentioned, the folks who were more out of balance or the people with the lower heart rate variability saw the greatest improvement. But they did see larger increases in heart rate variability, which is, like you said, it's very hard to affect that parameter.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it can be helped by exercise. It can be helped by, you know, the deepest practices of meditation. But it's hard to restore. The authors, you know, really focus a lot on the mood benefits of this in their mm-hmm. conclusion. And, you know, I think they really promote the idea that this could be something that might even have an impact on depression.
Right. And there, you know, there are studies that are directly related to transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation and depression. Those are such rigorous and highly, highly regulated studies. So there's a lot of value there because of the scrutiny that goes into those studies. So I agree. And that's what we see with the people that we interact with on a daily basis who use our product, is that mood generally goes up. Now, I personally believe that there is something that we can all do while we're using products like this and tools like this to stimulate the vagus nerve, that they're really, I think, combining that with some sort of cognitive therapy or something like that, or intentional self-talk mm-hmm. helps, because mm-hmm. the brain is neuroplastic. And, you know, as we're putting ourselves in a more prime learning state, and everything is learning. Right. So whether your body is relearning how to respond, or you're actually learning academic information, it's all some sort of learning.
So this is something that is recommended for, you know, daily use, not just occasional yes. use, you know, like, well, I'm a little stressed out today. I think I'll use my Nirvana device, my Zen device. Mm-hmm. So its effects are cumulative and gradual. Imagine what could happen yeah. if someone used this for a year or two or five, you know, every single mm-hmm. day, because these studies were of short duration, merely 2 weeks, we saw changes. But how do you incorporate in your busy daily routine a product like this? Does it just become something else to do, you know, something, because we have all these things that we do, you know, healthy, we have to take our vitamins and, you know, prepare mm-hmm. good food and exercise and get adequate sleep. Is it just another potentially burdensome add-on to our routines?
Right. That's such a great question. And that was something that is really, really important to us, is finding a way that this is not a big deal. So the good thing is, you really don't have to stop what you're doing. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to lean back in a chair. You don't have to lie down. I used mine before we got on our call today, because I try to do it sort of at the same time during the day, and then I use it again before bedtime.
You sound particularly chill today. I mean, I have to say, you radiate calmness.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah. Well, it works then. But, you know, this is something that really, if you commute, because we don't want you to use it while you're driving, there is a chance that you can become very relaxed mm-hmm. and you may not want to be responsible for driving a vehicle while you're doing that. So we don't recommend that. But in general, you can do it just about anywhere, because it doesn't look conspicuous. You're not wearing something that's stuck to your head or, you know, some sort of contraption. It's literally earbuds. So you put the earbuds in, you can check your email, You can be in a meeting. No one's going to know. You have one earbud in. And then the best way to use it before bed is sometime within an hour before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So
perhaps while you read your favorite book or something, or, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Reading, or, you know, if you have a show that you watch, you can do it then. I'll do it while I'm brushing my teeth, just because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, not that I brush my teeth for 15 minutes, but, you know, just in my bedtime routine, mm-hmm. I'll do that. But it really just fits.
These are very high quality earbuds. And when paired with the right kind of music, I think it's a great experience. And then, you know, you can, you know, say you're reading your email or, you know, whatever, you know, you're browsing Facebook or whatever you do in your downtime, and you listen to music and you get the impulses. And, you know, what's a reasonable session? I mean, you don't have to do this for hours and hours at a time. What's the duration?
No, really, our duration scale goes from 5 minutes to 25 minutes, but really 15 minutes is what we suggest. And that's based on a lot of the literature that's out there for the types of benefits that, that we're promoting. But you can do it for as short as five. We do know that from functional MRI studies that are out there that the effects of transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation are actually instantaneous in what you can see on a functional MRI scan. So you could argue that you don't need to do it for very long at all. But what we've seen in the literature,
you want to kind of reinforce the benefits.
Minutes.
Yeah, you want to sort of embed the benefits. So in fact, the body gets used to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Amy Brannon. Okay, so, you know, look, I know it's tricky to make medical claims, and I'm not going to ask you to do that, but I, as a physician, I'm going to weigh in with my opinion on this. There are so many medical conditions that are related to autonomic imbalance, and I can think of a couple, a very clear-cut relationship to autonomic imbalance. One is high blood pressure. And, you know, I was at a wedding, you know, it was my first socially distanced wedding. And I was talking to, you know, some of my relatives that I haven't seen. And, you know, both of them are taking blood pressure medications now. There's a lot of going on with COVID and, you know, aggravation with the family and the in-laws and, you know, a lot of stuff going on. And what's interesting about these individuals is that they're slim, they're athletic. I really think they have stress-related high blood pressure, truly like hypertension, you know, as the word connotes. And, you know, I really wanted to push them to use a device like this. And I mentioned it to them. I don't know. They seem so stressed. I'm not even sure that they're going to have the wherewithal to you know, sit down, listen, and apply this to themselves. But I really wish they would. Another is cardiac arrhythmias. You know, we know that under the influence of stress, that one is more prone to cardiac arrhythmias. And I'm not saying that's the end-all and be-all of cardiac arrhythmias, but they certainly can be related to stress. I mean, we know that when people are hypercaffeinated, you know, they're more prone to cardiac arrhythmias. And that's, you know, coffee is a stimulant to the sympathetic nervous system. So, you know, there are conditions also. Additional condition is congestive heart failure. We use beta blocker drugs in congestive heart failure. Why? You would think that they would weaken the heart, but actually they slow the sympathetic nervous system, which may cause the heart to beat in an inefficient way and pump blood less efficiently. So, look, I'm not, by no means, I don't want to get you in trouble suggesting this is a panacea for certain medical conditions, a substitute for medication, appropriate medical care. But I got to say that there's strong implications for, you know, not just lifestyle problems and mood problems and, you know, in effect, depression is a psychiatric condition, but also for medical conditions. I really think there's some tremendous benefits there.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I think what we're seeing is that in the field, research is coming out so frequently using vagus nerve stimulation in various and sundry ways. There actually now is an effort to coordinate the research at a much higher level and really set great standards so that everyone is sharing the same type of information. With electrical signals, there are so many parameters that if those parameters aren't divulged in a study, then you're really not sure if you even have the same sort of electrical cocktail.
It's not like a pharmaceutical drug that's like a one strength or one concentration, you know, and exactly. It's
correct.
A little harder to study because, okay, it's electrical nerve stimulation, but there's so many different waveforms and frequencies, and I don't even know the physics of this. So it's not one size fits all.
Also, that's why we developed it as a platform.
Right. With a menu of choices. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I would also hasten to mention pain. Again, we're not saying that this is like some, you know, panacea for pain, but pain is modulated by the brain. And in a relaxation state, the gating of pain impulses is much optimized. And so people who experience painful syndromes may experience some relief. And, you know, that I think is exciting too. I wanted to get, you know, we've got to mention what are possible contraindications? I mean, this is electrical stimulation. Do we have to be careful? Do like pregnant women have to avoid this? Or are there certain situations where maybe you don't want to use this? Maybe you've got a pacemaker and you're, you know, something like that.
Sure. Yeah. Great question. I'll go first with the pacemaker. So really, if anyone has any implanted electrical impulse generator, we say don't use
defibrillator or something like that. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Do we know that there's a problem there? No, but the risk is greater than
it's in an abundance of caution.
Exactly. So that, and it's the same with pregnant women and for children. We haven't tested our device on children. Vagus nerve stimulation has been used on children, but we haven't done that directly. So just, again, out of an abundance of caution, we say don't use it on children. Don't use it if you're pregnant. So those are just areas that we want to protect people as much as possible if there would be some untoward event.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I from what I can see, it's quite safe and, you know, virtually compatible with any situation. Okay, right. So let's get the details out to our listeners because thank you, Amy. You've made a very generous offer available to our Intelligent Medicine audience. The device is called the Zen, X-E-N, but the company is Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A, Life. .com, NuvanaLife.com. And if you go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman and apply a discount code, which is Dr. Hoffman, right now you can get 20% off. And what you get is the Intelligent Medicine Bundle, which includes the Zen box set, the Nuvana travel case, and the Zen protective sleeve with the earbuds and the whole deal. You got to provide your own mobile device, though, your own, Apple phone or Android phone. Or actually, I programmed it on my iPad. It's bigger. It's easier. It's easier for the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pair it with your iPad. And
great point.
And that's the deal. You know, so check it out. I urge our listeners to check it out. Anything else we want to add on this subject? I think we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I think I appreciate the time. And I'll tell you that, you know, if anyone out there is interested, one of the things that was very, very important to me personally in this launch of the new product was getting our customer experience team right. So this team is patient, they're knowledgeable, they're kind. So if, you know, you had mentioned earlier you didn't know if someone had the patience to really sit down and maybe figure this out or try it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. They'll walk you through it.
We encourage people to call us. Yeah, yep. Call us directly. We'll walk you right through it. Easy. We have human beings who interact with our customers. So that is really, really important.
And they're all patient and relaxed like you because they use the
Zen
device.
They're
so chill and relaxed.
Yeah.
You must not be based in New York. You must not be based in New York State because you got. Where am I calling you from? Where are you located?
Yeah, we're actually in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of New York South, but we're on the East Coast in Florida.
It's a little more relaxed down there, got to say.
It is. It's actually so much more relaxed.
Yeah, because I get off the plane there, and it's like, you know, when I get off the plane in Florida, it's like. I exhale, you know, the experience is very similar to using a Zen device, is getting off the plane in Florida.
Relief, instant relief.
Especially in February. Not many of us are going to be able to get on planes these days. So, you know, take a vacation at home. You can stay safe and travel in your head with the Zen device. Mm. And, you know, maybe not change your space, but you can change your internal space. It's a great device, and you know I really urge our listeners to incorporate this into your comprehensive lifestyle portfolio because you know if you're exercising, you're taking great supplements, you're following a great diet, you may be missing a very essential component of health, which is to get your autonomic nervous system back on track because we're so jangled by stimulus. You know the whole our lives, our media. Cable TV, advertisements, they're designed to engage our sympathetic nervous system and put us into sympathetic overdrive. And, you know, the net result is we're out of kilter and we need to reclaim our parasympathetic nervous systems. So do it with the Nuvana.
I couldn't agree more.
Great. Thank you so much, Amy Brannon, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.